With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the weirdest world news story of the month.
Okay.
I'm not going to go the year, but I will say the month. And parts of this I'm just going to have to read verbatim. But it was in Kenya. Members of the Kenya National Assembly were discussing airplane safety when one of the politicians suggested airlines should work harder to check the level of discomfort that passengers experience when someone else on the plane farts.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Assembly member Lillian Gogo said there is one irritant that is often ignored, and this is the level of farting within the aircraft. There are passengers who irritate fellow passengers by passing bad smells. Okay, she's dead serious in this meeting.
She's an idiot.
Okay. And she's bringing this up to the council. See what we can do about this.
What does she propose they do? Hand out a cork when everyone gets on the plane?
Well, that's when another politician, he asked her, how can they stop, you know, this happening on the airplanes? Mm-hmm. She has some thoughts to this, Tom.
I'm sure she does. Probably putting people in jail for farting.
No, I would add a filter to the seat.
Okay, all right.
I put a little filter in the seat bottom so that it could just kind of dissipate, and maybe it'll come out smelling like Snuggle fabric softeners.
Oh. I think you were onto something when you said the first part. Now you're getting silly, but maybe a filter would probably be reasonable.
But if you put that stuff in your air conditioning vent and it blows out a certain smell, you could do the same thing. It would be blowing out the seat a certain smell.
Honestly, Heidi, I think I'm just going to shove a box of Snuggles in my pants.
But would that still make the seat a flotation device?
Yeah.
I don't know. It might weigh it down too much. My suggestion would be you already got the one little air blowing on you to spread it to everybody. Yeah. Just have one beside that that's sucking air back up in there.
Okay.
Okay. Like I don't know about the physics of that, but I think I always thought the seat, that was the reason they did float.
Yeah, that's how you blow them up.
I thought they had enough gas in them that they would just float when they were in the water.
Well, none of your ideas were mentioned by her.
Okay? I'm surprised.
On how to stop this.
That either means that she's an idiot or she's an idiot.
So she mentions, you know, how can we stop the farting on airplanes? And then she says special crew training should be undertaken. Crew members should provide bicarbonate of soda to passengers after meals. So something that dilutes the gas in your tummies.
What is it diluted into thinking it is?
So now they're going to burp in your face instead of poot next to you. That's not good. Well, I don't think that's any better.
Well, why poot and waste it when you can fart and taste it?
Kato, you're farting wrong.
Yeah, you're doing it wrong.
Huh? I mean, no, I said it backwards.
Yes. I don't want to be around you whenever you burp.
Why you poot and taste it? And burp waste it.
It's that airplane food.
Yeah.
You know what I meant, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well,
I wasn't sure, actually.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you had figured out how to do something I didn't know how to do.
She also said that medical records of passengers should be obtained.
Oh, my gosh.
Before they're served certain foods on the air flight.
See, that's what I was afraid of. She's going to go invading everyone's privacy. At least Heidi's idea is just stick a filter on the seat and be done with it. Yeah. Put one of those little carbon fiber pads down.
Yeah.
Make it a contest. You know, sometimes flying can be boring.
Yeah.
So when it happens, going, all right, if you find the person who did that, you win a free box of cookies.
Do that. You can do that.
My wife would win every time.
Oh, no.
He's right beside me.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why people take it like that. To me, farting is fun.
Well,
it's
not on
funny
an airplane.
And it's fun. Airplanes and elevators are the best places.
Airplanes are horrendous after you have landed that plane. It's hot in there and someone stands up. You know, there's the people that stand up first.
Right. They're
right
the ones
here.
With their butt in your face.
Yes.
And I will call them out when they do it, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be like, someone just gassed us all.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'll usually say that if I do it, too, just to make it look like it wasn't me.
And by the way, if you do that, you're rude. If you start standing up in the aisle before the seatbelt sign goes off.
Yeah,
you're a jerk.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in passing gas, you need to stay seated if you're going to do that.
You're a jerk.
Where that little filter is that Heidi's got.
Yeah. Just shove a box of Bounce or Snuggles in your pants before you travel.
I think it would be funny to get on the plane and take one of those. They make these puppy pads for when you're toilet training your puppy.
Okay, yeah.
They make them with the carbon fire or the carbon filter in them suppress the pee smell.
Oh.
So it'd be funny to get on the plane and make a big show of putting one of those down in your seat beforehand. You're saying, this is just because I have bad gas, this helps cut the smell down.
You're like, I gotta get a pillow, blanket, and a filter and a drink.
I need a double filter, please.
Honestly, double drink.
I think some of those passengers use the pillow as filters sometimes, what I think.
I don't get those pillows or blankets anymore. They don't wash them. You know that, right?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm like, and they sit on them and do that. And then the next air flight you're on, you don't want that pillow. Mm-mm.
Have you ever had it where you during the flight, you pass gas in the seat, but then whenever it came time to stand up at the end, it's like it all came out of the seat right then?
On a two-hour flight, that's amazing.
This was on a 9-hour flight.
That's even worse.
That's a miracle.
Okay.
I mean, I'm asking for a friend.
Right. We got you. Wink, wink.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.